This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We'll take a brief respite from the WNBA draft at 5 o'clock, although that's the biggest story of the day. You know, we're kind of like, I don't know, we can see if some NFL thing goes crazy or whatever. Like, you find me the bigger story in sports today. The NBA season, though, did just wrap over the weekend, so with Christy Winter-Scott with us for the show today, we will talk some Wizards coming up at 5 o'clock. Of course, not only the analyst for the Mystics and doing all the college stuff, but she also is calling games and in studio for the Wizards as well. But we were just talking about the two players most likely to wind up in Washington tonight. That sixth pick, mystery box. We'll find out tonight. Three and four, every mock draft pretty much has Kiki Arya-Finn, who we just talked about, and Sonia Citron in some order, which I always wonder, by the way. How do you decide which one to take first?
Which one do you need the most?
What position? Like, if you got the next pick.
I know. Well,
it really is just like a, I guess it's a politics thing. You do alphabetical order. You do it by age. Like,
no, I think it's, you know, what you need most, and you take that one first, I would say. I know, even if you get the fourth pick right after that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess so. It's like, hey, you were the priority. But then, what? I don't know. I would just tell the players I did alphabetical. I'd find something other than that to tell both of them. That way they feel like they're equal.
Okay.
Yeah. That way it's like, oh, yeah, you were the priority. Well, hey, I'm the fourth pick. So we just decided, because I'm staring at an ESPN mock draft, and Arya-Finn was first in this one, to go with Arya-Finn. So that's why we did our order. Sonia Citron's fantastic. She could very well be the third pick.
Yeah.
Let's hear the scouting report on Sonia Citron.
Well, one of your very good friends, Alicia Clark.
I was actually wearing my Alicia Clark jersey earlier today.
Did you really?
Yes, I was wearing the Rebel Edition jersey.
I love. Well, I see a lot of similarities between the two of them.
Sign me up. Where let's go. I get another AC. Let's do it.
Yeah, offensively, right? I mean, AC led the country in scoring when she was at Middle Tennessee.
I know.
Right?
I was there. That's why we know each other.
That's how we got. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
But 28 a game, 29 a game. So the way that she can score the ball, I think, is very similar to Alicia Clark in that way. We know the stalwart of a defender that Alicia Clark is.
Yeah.
Citron brings that too, but not in the same manner. But at the same time, you're looking at a floor spacer, right? Someone who could be a third or fourth offensive option for any team in the league, but we're talking about D.C. I think she would fit perfectly here because of that. She doesn't need the basketball all the time, but when she has it, she's going to be efficient and she's going to be effective with it. Her ability to knock in threes has been really fun to watch over her career. And I think she's been somewhat of a sleeper. And when I say sleeper, I mean, you're not going to mention her first when you talk about Notre Dame. You're going to mention Olivia Miles, Hannah Hidalgo, and then Citron, right? So it's like she's always been fine with that as long as she can impact winning. And I think that's what she brings to the table as well. I mean, she's so very surgical and precise with how she can attack and score the ball.
I think it's funny because you're like, how are they considering taking, with the third pick in the draft, someone who's a third choice on our college team? But then you realize that with Miles going back this year
right.
and Hidalgo 2 years away, those might be the next two number one picks. I guess Juju's probably going to be number one
yeah,
in 2 years.
Yeah, hopefully she'll be helping.
But,
yeah.
you know, Hidalgo's going to be right there. Or Hidalgo yes. could wait all the way until 28, I believe.
She could.
So, like, we're talking about two potential future number one picks that were ahead of her as options. But when I think of AC, the things that really stick out are defensive intensity and tenacity
yes.
and intelligence.
Yes.
There's no one who knows it, like, it annoys her that other people, and I'm like, Alicia, you're the smartest player in the league. You
right.
can't get mad at other people for not being a genius as well. You're like, you're a genius. You realize
right.
that,
right.
right? And I think that's kind of Citron's reputation, maybe not genius level, and certainly it's going to take her some time to adapt to the W, but
sure.
at the college level, like, someone who knew scouting reports
yes.
really well, someone who knew her assignments really well, someone who communicated really well on that
make
end.
A read.
And I think that is something that if you're not going to be the number one option,
right.
your ability to be a star in a role that
absolutely.
You're familiar with, I think that's a really, like, that to me is a plus, not like a, oh my God, is she going to be able to take on a bigger role in the W?
Right.
To me, it's like, well, they've got Aaliyah, they've got Shakira, they've got, you know,
right.
Kiki or, you know, whoever else they're going to try to plug in at those guard spots around her.
Right.
And the fact that she already is used to playing without the ball and locking in defensively, doesn't need
yeah.
the ball to get activated.
That part.
Like, that to me is a huge, huge plus. It is part of a long-term plan, especially knowing that there's probably going to be a lot of movement over the next 2 years.
Absolutely. But, you know, if you put a stopwatch on how long you have the basketball in the game, for top-level players, it's really not that long. So when you are a great team player and you want to win, you don't care about how many shots you take. You're not counting all the shot attempts or the touches that you get. You get your own touch, number one, by playing good defense. A touch is a deflection. Get that touch and do your work on the glass. That's how you get your own touches. But for Citron, I just think that she is team first. She is going to be adaptable in that way. She's going to be able to defend many different players on the other side of the floor as well. So a 3-and-D player getting her versatility on the offensive end and her ability to take kind of a backseat to that and be fine with it. But also, like I said, to be able to strike when the iron is hot, and her shot is so quick. The release is crazy. And sometimes, like I said, she got lost. Well, for me, I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah.
Calling their games. I'm like, oh, my God, this kid, like, we're not talking about her enough. She's
yeah.
got 15 points on 6 of 7 shooting or something crazy, right? So it's like her effectiveness is something that I think gets lost in the consistency of her success.
She's someone who, I don't know if she does, well, I guess offensively, right?
Yes.
I don't know if she does anything great. I guess she shoot it. Catch and shoot's pretty,
yeah.
pretty spectacular. And, you know, we'll see if it can develop and can stay consistent at the speed you have to catch and shoot at the WNBA
it's
level.
It's different.
Because those closeouts come that much faster.
They're here.
And you got to be able to be decisive and kind of trust your shot. But
Wait.
Assuming that she'll get there, you know, again, if you're going to use Alicia as the comparison, right? Like, when she was in school, she
yeah.
was a post player. And
right.
she could do all that stuff. But she had to learn in the pros, like, the spot-up shooting, the cutting.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing, too, is, like, can you play off the ball? And in a weird way, like, I guess my one question about the choice of Citron at that mm-hmm. point, I think it's the right choice. But if you look long-term, who are the creators for the Mystics? Because it becomes – if Iria Fenn is the other pick there, and then – it's Citron, and then you have Aaliyah and Shakira as kind of the two other stars on the team. That is a very – and look, as someone who was a post player yourself, you're like, this sounds perfect.
I know.
Like, what is your complaint about to be, Craig? This,
like,
what, this is ideal.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I do wonder who the ball is running through. Who's running the offense? Is it Melvin? Is she now 19, 20 years old?
She's going to be 20 by the time, you know, the season
rolls
along.
Around. So who then becomes that player who is kind of the perimeter-oriented engineer of the offense?
I mean, could it be an incoming draftee? Because I may label Cheyenne Sellers in that role. Mm. I mean, she led Maryland in assist this year. She's multifaceted on the offensive end in terms of her creativity, not only for herself to score the ball, which she can on all three levels, but she's an initiator and she's a playmaker. And I thought that's what Cheyenne Sellers did really well this year for Maryland. She created offense in the quarter court. She had a great eye. Her execution was top level. So, and I know she would be a rookie in that role. And again, things come at you quickly in the WNBA. The coverages are different. Reads have to be quicker. It's not just your speed A to B physically. It's your A to B mental awareness and quickness on decision making. But I would say Brittany Sykes, you know, right now, I mean, I'm not taking the keys away from her as being a creator on the offensive end. And she has a lot of experience with Sydney Johnson with the 3v3.
Yeah.
So they know each other. They know the rhythm and cadence of what reads need to be made. So, and she has experience running the one.
Hey, look, this is a very slim friendly show. You know where we
slim
both went to school.
Friendly.
You know where we both went to school. So,
slim friendly Syracuse.
Yes. Fans. Yes. So we are all pro Brittany Sykes all the time. It is funny to think that she really did kind of take on that point guard role last year. I mean, she had obviously battled a ton of injuries, but when she was in there, she really did have the ball in her hands quite a bit, which hadn't necessarily been her jam earlier in her career, where she was playing much more off the ball. But I guess that is something. And by the way, you want to talk about someone that Citron can learn the nuances of WNBA defense from. That's a heck of a mentor. I guess that probably is. You run a lot of offense through Aaliyah. You run a lot of offense through Slim. Mm-hmm. And then you bring Sellers and Citron and everybody else along.
Right.
I guess that's the plan. And also it should be mentioned that, like, I think the Mystics are realistic about their championship chances in 2025.
Yes.
They're probably not quite there yet. But I do kind of wonder, okay, where does that superstar guard eventually come from? And maybe that ultimately is a 2026 draft pick for the long-term best, you know, let's have a 5 to 7 year window of title contention version of this team.
True indeed. You were talking about Brittany Sykes and the injuries, and I said it was annoying. Like, it was annoying to my heart and soul because, gosh, man. It was kind of back to back with her last year after, the season, at the beginning of the season when they had that slow start. But playmaking ability, I mean, in the positionless world that we're in basketball,
right?
Can you make the proper read? And I think, you know, you don't have to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like in terms of naming positions.
Right.
But can you make the right read? If you're on the court and we're running this set, they take that first option away, and now we have someone else at the top of the key, at the nail extended. Can you reorganize us with 15, 16 on the shot clock and make a play? And I think you have to be able to have that level of flexibility as a coach, right? You have to be able to have that flexibility, go through different actions with different players having to make decisions like that in chaos in terms of the shot clock running down. So I think multiple players are going to need to be able to make those decisions. And for this year, I'm not thinking next year or the year after. Yeah. For this year, I think multiple players need to be able to initiate, not just off the glass and push tempo in the open floor. I'm talking about initiate in the quarter court when the first two actions have been scouted and blown up, taken away. Now, okay, someone else has the ball. We got to get to it. Who can make those plays?
We're just grabbing the entire offense with seven on the shot clock, and we're just saying, Aaliyah, where do you want the ball? And we're playing one-on-one because we proved it unrivaled. That's the best strategy. Just Aaliyah Edwards one-on-one. Yeah. I asked Sydney that at the intro presser. I was like, are you just scrapping your whole offense and just going with this? He's like, five-on-five is a little different. I was like, it doesn't have to be.
Not really. Well, sometimes.
Okay, fine. But we can't ban help defense from happening,
with 15 on the clock, you could still get into a nice little –
I also trust her to make some decisions.
And who can do that? Be able to do and not like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, which player do you trust making plays under duress of the shot clock?
And Iria Fenn might have some of that in her game offensively, especially that mid-post, pinch-post area. So
she does.
Definitely going to be some interesting things for Sydney Johnson to think about, presuming that those are the picks tonight. Of course, we got a long way to go. We should look at the back half of the first round, too, some potential movement that could happen there with a bunch of teams doubling up on picks. So we'll throw some situations out later of that could happen. Or who knows? We're now getting closer and closer. We could have some trades that happen
before. I gotta check my phone.
Yeah, we get off the air at 7 o'clock here. But we're going to switch gears to the Wizards next.
Yeah.
Put a bow on their season for the next half hour here on the Team 980.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.